We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for me
and my house, we serve the Lord.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him.
We will
serve Him, for He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Open up your Bible. It's going to be looking at the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 32, dealing with something that you may at first look at and have a rather different idea. But Numbers 32 is about a people, actually, three tribes, the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And they choose world borders over spiritual. And you say, what in the world does that mean? Well, think about this. You know, back in the Old Testament, God would tell His people every now and then, build a memorial. I don't want your children to ever forget that I am faithful. And so they were to build memorials. And then the kids were to ask, what meaneth by these stones? And their parents were supposed to pass on God's faithful. Now, in America, we have memorials. You know, there's Bible verse on the Liberty Bell. There are scriptural portraits on the side of the Supreme Court. Think about that. In the Declaration of Independence, our founding fathers left a memorial to the faithfulness of God. Now, we've somewhat lost that. That's no longer a politically correct thing. I mean, seems like popular opinion is against that. But we have lost something. And the reason we've lost it is because there have been choices made for world borders rather than spiritual. By that, Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, when they get to the promised land, they say to Moses, you know what? We don't want to enter in. We like where we are right now. We don't need everything that God's promised us. We can get along with a little bit of God and a little bit of the world. And that's what we desire. We think that's a better mixture. That's going to be better for us. And so they said, you know, this land's good for cattle. We know the land on the other side that God's promised us, that's probably good for cattle too, but we like it right here. And so they make a statement. They say, bring us not over to Jordan. Now, understand, anytime a Christian says we want a little bit of the world and we want a little bit of what God's given us, Paul said, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. We're going to lose something when we do this. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? You're going to neglect your salvation, this great salvation. God has promised what? On the spiritual borders, if you enter in, He says, I've promised that you're going to experience the blessings of God. For He is faithful. There is, yes, security. There is blessing. There is peace if you do what God wants you to do. By the way, with every promise comes a commandment. They were told they needed to enter in. But Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh says, no, we like it better over here. And so Moses says, I want you to know you've discouraged the heart of the children of Israel. By the way, when I choose not to enter in to what God has promised me, I discourage my family. I discourage my friends. You see, you can look at Lot. Lot, the Bible says, pitched his tent towards Sodom. The little phrase, pitching your tent, every time you read that in the Bible, his interest was not in what God had, but what Sodom had. And you'll find that he vexed his righteous soul with what he saw and heard. And eventually one day God came to judge Sodom. And he warned his son-in-laws, but he seemed as one that mocked unto his son-in-laws. He discouraged them. Let me ask you a question. Are you discouraging your children? Are you discouraging your family? Jacob also became a discouragement to his family when he pitched his tent towards Shechem. He was not supposed to be pitching. You know, we are to pitch our tent towards the spiritual heritage. But I'm afraid there are a lot of Christian families. They've got their tent, their interests, not with what God has promised, but in what they can get from the world. Beware. Look what it cost Jacob. Why, he had a daughter by the name of Dinah. She went out to see the daughters of the land of Shechem and was defiled. Wow. You talk about a discouragement. He was a great discouragement to his family. Now, let's move on. So God gives this warning. He says, ye have risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful men, to augment yet the fierce anger of the Lord toward Israel. For if you turn away from after him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness. You see, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because they refused to enter in to the spiritual heritage that God had promised them. It's interesting to me how many people call themselves believers and they never experience victory in the Christian life. You know why? Because they have more of an interest in the world than they do an interest in God and God's spiritual heritage. Where does that leave you? Where are you when it comes to this? See, I think America has failed greatly. We have a great spiritual heritage. Why, our founding fathers have left all kinds of memorials marking the faithfulness of God. And yet, our politicians stand up and demand that we leave God out of everything. Well, what are we supposed to do when they're so-called religious leaders and our political leaders leave God? I can tell you what Isaiah told the people. He said, when you wean your children, you need to start giving them line upon line and precept upon precept. Give them God's word. Tell them about God's faithfulness. I think at Christmas, at Easter, they need to know about God's faithfulness. But also Memorial Day and the 4th of July. Wouldn't it be good to teach our kids about God's faithfulness? Well, look at Gad, Reuben, half-tribe of Manasseh. What they propose here seems fair, seems generous. And even, well, some might say, well, I believe they're in the center of the will of God. But wait a second. They refuse to enter in to where God promised them spiritual blessings. So what do? They say, well, we're going to stay in this land. We're going to build sheepfolds for our cattle. We're going to build for our little ones. But we will go help you take the land that God has promised. But then we are going to come back. And so Moses granted them their requests. Now, they're going to fulfill their promise. But a key here is they did not fulfill God's promise. So Moses says, if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord. That's the first part of verse 23 of Numbers 32. In other words, you need to keep your word here, but I want you to know he says at the very end, be sure your sin's going to find you out. See, the memorial they built is when you cross into the land. They're not going to be in the land. So their children are not going to be reminded about the faithfulness of God. Remember what they want. They think that they can have a little bit of God and a little bit of the world, and they're going to be just as good as the people that enter in and obey God's commandments to receive his promises. And it doesn't work that way. Well, if you get to the end of this account, you know what you find? They're raising, in the New Testament, not cattle, but they're raising swine. That tells you exactly where they end up. You can look at Mark 5. You can read about the people in the land and how they received Jesus. Where are you today? Are you a discouragement to your family because you refuse to do as God has commanded? It starts with getting saved, trusting Jesus. It goes forward with entering in to the spiritual blessings. You can't do that without the Word of God. You can't do that without pitching your tent to the promises of God. I'm afraid there are a lot of people that have more of an interest in the world than God. And that's why the faithfulness of God is no longer known to their families. And you will end up like Lot's family, no doubt, mocking the promises of God. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here every Sunday, 5 o'clock at Mobridge. We have Sunday school. 11 o'clock, we have worship service. We invite you. 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship service, 1:30 afternoon service, and Wednesday prayer and Bible study at 7:30.